So we've been working to get this done for quite a long time with Facebook, and it involves my role as president of the National Association of Attorneys General to try and reduce cyberbullying over Facebook. And it's a pilot project. We're doing it in honor of National Bullying Prevention Month, which is October. And basically what we're doing is this provides educators with a direct connection with Facebook to more efficiently address reports of possible cyberbullying that occurs on Facebook involving their students, which may not be resolved through Facebook's normal reporting process or which demands more immediate attention. So what happens is, you know, there's over a billion people on Facebook, obviously many of whom are in Maryland, and cyberbullying is a very real issue. It inflicts serious emotional trauma on children. In fact, it can often end in tragedy. And what has always been said is, well, you know, this language is protected by the First Amendment and so forth, but it's really not. And so, you know, the tricky issue is what is and what is not protected by the First Amendment. What is an intentional infliction of emotional distress upon a child by another child? And in some ways, cyberbullying is one of these deals where you sort of you know it when you see it. So what we're doing now is saying, let's try this as a pilot project. We're only doing it in Maryland and see if it works. And what it'll entail is if a student is being cyberbullied, a teacher or a school administrator will have a direct connection with Facebook. They will have people available and ready to look at the issue, to look at the language on Facebook, and immediately take it down if, in fact, it constitutes cyberbullying. And hopefully the idea here is to reduce cyberbullying over the Internet on Facebook.
Make the determination that whatever is posted on Facebook is cyberbullying. Is it the school? Is it the teacher? Is it Facebook itself?
Well, the first level of determining whether it's cyberbullying is whether or not the student feels that he or she is being cyberbullied. And so that is sort of is a subjective analysis. You know, if somebody, kids are mean, there are people that write to other, that email other people or use Facebook to say certain things. You know, maybe you shouldn't have eaten that cupcake today. It looked kind of nasty. Versus, you shouldn't have eaten that cupcake today because it makes you look like a fat slob, which you are. And so there's a distinction that may or may not have a difference to the objective person in that example, but to the person receiving that Facebook posting in a cyberbullying. So the first level is that the student themselves feels like they're cyberbullying. the boy or the girl feels like they are being a victim of cyberbullying. The second thing that has to happen is that student brings it to somebody's attention, a teacher or an administrator. That person will also review it to see if, in fact, they believe it's cyberbullying. And the third level is that person will then report it directly through the educator escalation channel to Facebook, and the person at Facebook will make that determination. If, in fact, everybody sees this as what it is, which is cyberbullying, then the language will be taken off of Facebook.
That's already online, I mean, is going to go, or is about to go online, is going to be in place all over the state?
This is about to go online beginning Thursday morning. Facebook is going to present this to the Maryland Association of Boards of Education Conference to make sure the superintendents and the Board of Education lawyers know what this is. This has never been done before. This is only being done in Maryland. It's being done in Maryland as a pilot project upon my request as an initiative to see if it, you know, how it will work and if it will work to figure out what the wrinkles are, what the problems are. Because, you know, many people, there is some subjectivity to this. You know, again, what is cyberbullying to one person may not be cyberbullying to another person. My view is it's the child that should be the initial arbitrator of that. And as long as it, in fact, looks like cyberbullying to an adult, either the superintendent of the school or the administrator of the school or teacher of the school, and Facebook agrees, then that language should be taken off of Facebook. There's no redeeming societal value to that language, and it'll prevent the infliction of emotional distress upon the student and maybe even prevent a death from occurring.
I have heard, and I am not a parent of a teenager, but I have heard from parents of teenagers who say their kids are going off Facebook and going to other social media sites simply because their parents are on Facebook, and they don't want their parents to see what they're posting. Do you plan on expanding this to other social media sites?
Well, right now we're working with Facebook, because Facebook right now is by far and away the most used social media website, and the way in which most kids still communicate with each other. And so the issue of cyberbullying is very real and very current on Facebook. If, in fact, we're able to work with Facebook during this pilot project, and, in fact, children continue to migrate away from Facebook and into other digital services, we'll have to look at the cyberbullying that occurs there as well. Right now, most of the reports are limited to Facebook, and they have been over some time. And, you know, look, you hear about the 15-year-old girl in Indiana who takes her own life because she's a victim of cyberbullying over Facebook. What you don't hear about, unless you're a parent, is the many, many other instances that cyberbullying does occur and is really just insidious and mean and really serves no value. Now, there are clearly First Amendment concerns, and we have to look at those. But that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about here is true threats, intimidation, infliction of emotional distress over Facebook by one person or multiple people against a single target.
Comes just a couple of days after Grace's Law takes effect here in Maryland, right?
That's right. So Grace's Law will take effect Grace's Law took effect on October 1st, and what that does is it makes bullying a minor on social media sites a misdemeanor offense, and you get the same issues there. What is cyberbullying? And, you know, and we make these distinctions all the time, by the way, at the adult level and in the real world, and not necessarily the cyber world. You know, is conduct or language, does that constitute a threat? Does that put a person in reasonable fear for their life or safety? It's really not that different than what we're talking about here in the cyberbullying world. Is that child reasonably being bullied by the person? And in the case of our initiative, there's not a crime associated with it in terms of what we're doing on Facebook, just that the language comes off of Facebook and doesn't stay there and doesn't sort of give grounds for other children to pile on against that same.
Yeah, just to be clear, the objective here I sense is just getting the offensive language off Facebook, getting the cyberbullying language off Facebook, correct?
That's exactly right. And that hasn't been done before. You know, up until this point, unless it's really a threat of a criminal nature, Facebook and most sites have been, and I'm not faulting Facebook at all, but have been reluctant to take the language off the site, citing First Amendment concerns. Facebook has been very willing and very upfront and has been a true partner in this endeavor to say, look, we understand that some cyberbullying does go on Facebook. That's certainly not the intention of why Facebook has been set up and how it should be used. When it gets to the level of cyberbullying and the student feels like they're being cyberbullied, the school agrees with it, then we should take another look at this and take that language off of Facebook. Not a crime. But let's remove that because it's adding nothing to the game.